New to the Flare.
Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
anchor my soul. Come into the light. Awaken my spirit like a candle burn bright. Awaken my
good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning in to a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line. They help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
everybody, welcome to the Healing Fountain, the Chocolate Healing Fountain. How about that? Are you there, Marika? We have Marika
yes,
in Holland.
Oh, hello, everybody.
How are you?
Welcome. I'm perfect.
And we have Gary back from the Gulf.
With yes, I'm here. I heard there was to be fry bread here. Is there going to be fry bread?
No, not on your
life. Absolutely.
No chance.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm not
hi, everyone.
Bread. Hey, Gary. And we have a very special guest artist tonight. I'm saying artist because this man is an artist at what he does. He's John Lucas from Beyond Healing. And we're going to be talking to John shortly about the therapy that he uses. I call it a therapy. He might not call it that. But that'll be really interesting. I can't wait for that. So, are you going to tell us a bit about the Gulf now, Gary, or do you want to do that later on?
Oh, I don't know. We could probably talk a little bit about it. What was it? Last Thursday, Brooke and I actually went down there. We're in Baton Rouge right now, which is a little bit north, and we just took a trip, took a day and went down there and went down to, didn't go to the Gulf. We went to where the water comes into Lake Pontchartrain. The Lake Pontchartrain is a huge huge body of water just north of New Orleans. And we heard that the oil had infiltrated or encroached into Lake Pontchartrain. And so we went down to take a look at for ourselves, and indeed it did. We went to a place called Parisian Isles, and there was a marina and a kind of a restaurant and bar there, and there were a lot of shrimp boats that were parked because shrimping is now closed. No more shrimp fishing for the region due to the oil, and we took some photographs and various different things of the oil in the water, and had a nice little interview. Interviewed a couple, three ladies, local ladies, who were just describing their situation and how frustrated they were. And we just took that, and Brooke, bless her heart, Brooke, she made a YouTube video out of it, along with a picture of the map of the location where we were, and. I don't know if Brooke has that handy or not. We can find it and put it in the chat room later. But it was just an interview. It was the audio. I brought an MP3 recorder with me and recorded what the ladies had to say. And it was a very interesting time. And although what I've been getting from the earth herself and the message I've been getting from the earth is all is truly well, you could still feel the drama. The human drama of it all in this process. So it's quite an interesting time and a very interesting dichotomy, I guess you would call, about it. You know, everything is okay earthwise and as far as the planet is concerned, but the drama, the human drama in the lives that have been changed, altered, probably for years, as a result of this. So, and, you know, the people's way of life for generations have been upset, have been changed around. Mm. They're wondering what to do next and what to do now. And it's quite a situation. Yet at the same time, so it's still a blessing.
Yeah, we are in the chaotic node, aren't we?
Right. You know, this is just another apocalyptic episode.
As forecast by the Hopi Indians.
Right. And this is part of it, you know. And I asked the ladies, I asked them point blank, I said, from where you are, can you see the blessing in all of this? And, of course, the knee-jerk answer was no. They couldn't see it. And at the same time, they were defending oil. They were defending that we do need oil. And it turned out to be a very interesting conversation. Anyway,
you've got to look at it from all perspectives, haven't you? You know, there's a lot of people, and then there are people who work for the oil companies, you know, and then there are we that use it. So we're all to blame, aren't we, for whatever happens.
Anyone who has burned a tank of petrol or used a petroleum product is partly responsible, yes.
Of course. Yeah. And so we keep meditating and sending out healing to the Gulf. And, you know, so we're going to get on to our next song in a minute because we've got a lot to get through tonight. But that's really, really interesting, Gary, and we'll have you on later on to talk a bit more about it. And we're going to bless the rains in Africa as well, aren't we? We're going to play a song by Toto.
Wonderful.
Oh, I love that song. That's Toto, Africa. And you're going to post the link in a minute, aren't you, Marika? Sorry.
Yes, I already have posted it. And it's a lovely meditation on YouTube. And everybody, please turn the volume down on the player. And you mute the sound. And then give us a heart in the chat room so that we can see it together. As kind of a meditation and to tune in by watching the same video at the same time all over the world, because we are all over the place here in this radio show, and that's beautiful. Yes.
Yeah. Go ahead and pull up the click the link and pull up the player. Pause the player and mute the sound and you know, pause it at zero. And when you've done that, send us up a heart. The heart is our ticket to the meditation. There's my ticket.
But before we play the meditation, we're going to ask John, that's John Lucas from Beyond Healing, to come on and tell us about his, you don't call it a therapy, do you, John? Or do you?
I don't really know. I don't call it healing, although a lot of people call it healing. And if you Google my name and put healer, it'll come up a whole page full of stuff. So you can't get away from the title, I guess. But I use the laws of physics and muscle testing and beyond the laws of physics and access anyone in the world or anything in the world. Could be your pet or your house, and delete the negative imprints. So it could be an imprint of pain that you're suffering, or emotional, or a broken heart. It can be virtually anything. And I expect the results. I don't ever claim results, or even to do therapy, but I expect results to be pretty much instant.
And you're going to ask for callers, aren't you, in a little while? So if you are suffering any pain, whatever, you can call in to the Healing Fountain Radio Show, and John will remove the negative imprint of pain. Is that right, John? You'll delete, as if you delete it on your computer, the
just
pain.
Just like the computer.
Is that right?
I delete the imprint and delete the frequency that's stored in the imprint. And I don't care if you just had the pain today, or if you've had it 40 or 50 years, it really doesn't matter. Of course, when I see somebody professionally, I do a lifetime of deletion. So I'll just open it to take any kind of pain today, and I usually don't take it for just any kind, because there are people who say they have fibromyalgia and things like that. And I used to not take any of those, but my testing showed to do it. On a show I did the other day, and a lady called, and she said all of her pain went from a 10 to a 0. And I guess we'll just let it flow and see who calls in today.
Wow. Okay, so before we have you getting the callers online, well, in fact, they can be calling to Switchboard right now. Is that right, Gary and Marika? If they're calling to Switchboard,
yeah,
we can be watching the YouTube video in the meantime. Okay, then, I think before we actually bring John on to do the what I call therapy, we'll do our candle ceremony, because we always ask for the protection of the angelic realm. Okay, then, so we'll just watch the video, then we'll do the candle ceremony, then we'll bring John on.
Okay.
Okay, then.
See you in a
minute. Okay.
So then I would like to ask everybody to get ready for the video of the esoteric circles on YouTube. I'm going to count you down, and then everybody press the play button, please, and we can see it. Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Play it.
Right now it's time to light our candles to signify that we are a healing circle of love and light. And also because fire is a very powerful tool, which along with prayer and focused intent helps us to manifest our goals. And as usual, our goals are to send out love, light and healing to all mankind and to Mother Earth and the nature wave. So if you'd like to light your candles and your incense, if you're burning some, it purifies the atmosphere. I always burn it because it makes the atmosphere pure enough to ask for the assistance of the angelic realm. And we're going to say the names three times because there's energy in the ancient names. And three is a sacred number that maximizes this energy. We always do this bit live in the now moment. So I'd like to say Archangel Michael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and protection in the name of divine truth, in love and light. Love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Uriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and upliftment in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Gabriel, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and wisdom in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Raphael, 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 please be with us now to bring your love and healing in the name of divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. Archangel Metatron, 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 we ask for your assistance now to take our love, light and healing out to all mankind all around the world in divine truth. Love and light, love and light, love and light. Thank you. And would also like to ask the assistance of Sananda Jesus and Magdalene energies. Thank you. We're now in the divine presence of the Christ angelic energies, and we will ask that they close around our circle of love, light and healing, along with our guides and inspirers and guardian angels, to assist us in sending out the healing. We now have 23 therapists in the room, and we're going to ask John to come on the phone and ask for callers. Thank you, John. John Lucas from Beyond Healing. Are you there, John?
I'm here.
And do we have any callers on the line, Marika?
No, not yet.
Not as of yet.
But I just, no. But I copied and pasted the calling number in the chat room. And I know that you are not used to calling in our show, because but we decided to do it really to go with the flow. And so feel free to call in.
Yeah, this is not your typical healing fountain show, but we're departing from our norm, I guess, if you will, and inviting callers to call in and talk to John if you have an issue around pain or anything like that. And in the meantime, John, while we're waiting for callers, could you tell us a bit about the method in which you do this? You hit on it earlier, something about deleting the pain, similar to a computer.
Yeah, well, I've been working on people for about let's just say over 30 years, I did hands-on work most of those years, and then it started developing into something else, and now it's in the realm of physics and beyond physics, so I work on anybody around the world. It does not matter where you are. I don't have to know you. I don't ever even have to speak to you. I just have to know that you exist, or your pet, or where you work, or your office, because everything's got negative frequencies.
Okay.
And I don't care what you've been diagnosed as, although I don't claim to treat any disease, and I don't have to. I let the people I work with, you know, make the claim. If you tell me in 10 seconds or a split second your pain is gone, you've had 40 years, you know your pain is gone. And that's not for me to say, it's just for me to do the deletion.
Right.
And it's knowledge of many years, and it's an ability that's developed that I never expected to develop. So I delete, you know, I delete imprints of broken hearts, post-traumatic stress syndrome frequencies, virus frequencies, candida. You virtually name it, I delete the imprint.
Wow.
And then you tell me your, you know, you tell me your result.
Excellent. Well, we have a caller now. 613 is called, and they have their hand up. 613, you're on the air.
Hello, this is Lander Lovely calling in.
Lander, hello. How
hey,
are you?
Hi.
Hello, everybody. Yes.
Hiya.
Hello, John. Nice to be here with you. Interesting show thus far. And
it's a little bit different, yeah. But you have a question for John?
Well, yes, John, I seem to be having some a lot of tension in the right-hand side of my back, like the
Do you have it now?
Yes. Like it's not, it's just so kind of a low-lying pain.
It's a low-level pain and the tension, is that what it is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you had it when you called, right?
Mm-hmm.
See how it is now.
Oh, it's definitely much better.
Yeah, I expect it to be better. Sometimes people take a couple of minutes, they tell me, because the body cycles through this meridian system. And many people, it's virtually instant, is what they tell me. Is it all gone now?
Mm-hmm. I think pretty much, yeah.
Pretty
wow.
much. That's pretty good for you. Yeah. So your body should continue to process this, and I expect it to not be there. If you want any other work, we'll give my phone number and my email and all that, and if you can contact me if you want to for a lifetime of deletion. And when I say lifetime, I'm not joking. It goes beyond your birth, before your birth, through your life, and into the future of traumas and inherited imprints and frequencies and things that you can't even imagine that pass on to people.
Wonderful. Well, thank you very much.
That's amazing.
You're welcome.
Wow. Well, that's amazing.
That was great.
Yeah,
thanks pulling in.
Yeah, no, it definitely has definitely lessened. Thank you.
Wow.
Brilliant.
You're
Gary, you better
welcome.
Give the number. You better read the number out to the people
who
are
in pain. Who are in pain, regardless of where you are, feel free to call in. And we're at 646-929-0461. And then press 1 on your keypad to raise the hand, raise your hand in the switchboard, and it will let us know that you have a question for John or a pain issue. John, I have a question. Does this work on all pain? Say somebody calling in with a toothache or something.
Well, everything has an imprint.
Okay.
See, I never make a claim, but, I had abscess teeth, and I didn't know what to do, and it was a weekend, and I knew what was happening and the pain and the fever, and that's when I discovered I could delete that imprint, and that's been years ago. So everything's got a frequency. The chair you're sitting in, the phone you've got, emotions that you've experienced, pain, you go to Vietnam or war or something, or you've been divorced 20 times, or your children die, all sorts of things cause people pain on all different levels. But it all leaves an imprint. And you're even born with them, and they get accentuated as you live and go through different experiences. So I just, you might say, erase the chalkboard.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Is it possible that you also healed Sphinxy in the chat room, John? Because Sphinxy in the chat room is saying that she had a pain in her neck or in her back, and it's better. So is it possible that you've also healed someone who's in the chat room?
Well, yeah, I never claimed to heal anybody, but if she I don't get that that's what's happened, although I'm working on that person right now and deleting those imprints, and I just deleted those. So if they already felt better, I expect they're going to feel even better.
Mm-hmm. Wow. We have another question for you, John. Can you add an imprint rather than delete?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I have that in my website. I've got success in life inputs. I've got the birth chart input. And I input into your birth chart. I do a deletion first. That's a whole different process, and delete all the negative frequencies from your birth and the things that have happened there, and the retrogrades and oppositions and all that stuff. A lot of people know what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. If you don't, you can look at my website or, you know, contact me. And then I can do an imprint and change your chart from all the negative to, you know, positive. So
recreate it, in other words.
Recreate, accentuate the things that are already there that are harmonious. And then you watch your life change. I'm not going to claim it's going to change. You watch it change. Mine's changed. And I know this worked on a Mars transit that would have lasted me 10 days. That's how I discovered this a couple of years ago. I deleted that imprint. All the tension left in a split second, and it never came back for the whole 10 days. And now I do the whole chart, even things you don't even know exist in your birth imprint.
Wow.
You
were going to phone him, weren't you, the other day? Sinistry's in the chat room, and if you're waiting for a caller, I know that she was going to phone in, she said. Because I think her husband's got pain of some sort.
I have a question. How much of this has to do with the faith of the individual seeking the healing?
Well, please don't believe it.
Okay.
Disbelieve it. It has nothing to do with that. As long as you believe enough to try something you might think is
there is a degree of faith on the other person, yeah. For
you may call and say, this is a bunch of bull. Yeah, I'm going to prove you wrong, and I'll pretty much probably going to prove me right, you might say.
Fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's not your belief. It has nothing to do with your belief. Matter of fact, I can even change your beliefs if you want, delete the negative beliefs and imprint a whole different belief, and you know it when I do it.
Yeah, well,
it's just like,
well, even Christ himself, I think, when he was on the mount healing the sick, he kept saying, I didn't heal you. Your faith is healed.
Yeah.
So that's what I was. That's why I was asking.
Mm. So anyway, I'll delete the imprint of your broken heart, and you can try for 30 years to get rid of your broken heart. And they say a broken heart mends. Well, baloney, a broken heart never mends. You're always going to have something left there, but if I delete all of the imprints, I don't expect you to have anything left of that.
Sorry, but that was funny. But anyway, we also have a serial nurse in the chat room who broke a leg and is in some considerable pain. So are you going to phone in, ethereal nurse?
Are you talking to me?
Yeah, feel free to call in, everyone.
Yeah. And also, if you want to contact John after the show, for the listeners who don't know where to call in, we have a website. And it's www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. Is that right, John?
Right.
And
yeah,
the calling
and I just deleted
number.
Sorry. I was just saying I deleted the frequency of the broken leg, so hopefully that person will contact you and let us know what's going on there. So I already did that.
Wow.
But yeah, I have a contact. I have a phone number in the States, 325-829-3984. And also I have an email, which is, and I did it with frequencies, it's lucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com, and it's spelled L-U-C-A-S-L-U-C ADAMS, LucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com, so they can contact me all these different ways.
Great. We have another caller, Skype caller 000. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes.
Hello.
Hi. I was severely poisoned about 10 years ago, and it has basically ruined my nervous system and my my brain capacity of thinking.
So what symptom are you experiencing right now?
Brain fog.
Pain. You might want to call me on a different basis, not on the radio show, for the depths of what's going on. Now, if you just have some kind of a pain, I'll delete that imprint for you now. Other than that, then I would highly recommend maybe call me and contact me.
Okay.
Do you have a pain rush?
Yeah, I have.
Do you have a pain rush?
I have adrenaline rushes that I can't control.
Right, and do you have pain? I want to get a physical pain.
Well, the pain would be not trying to cope with my the world as it is and my
For what you're talking about, I would say let's do maybe a lifetime deletion and contact me personally. That this we can't do this on the radio. We don't have enough time, and it's too intricate.
Okay. And what is your phone number, or how do I contact you?
Well, you can email me at lucaslukeadams@hotmail.com, and it's LucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com. So it's LucasLukeAdams@hotmail.com. We'll probably keep it out again.
Okay.
I put it in the chat.
Thank you.
Yeah, we'll give it out again at the end of the show, anybody who hasn't written it down yet. But do we have any more callers?
Yes, we do. We have one more. I have a 604 number. Did you? You don't have your hand up, but did you call to have a question with John?
Yes, I did.
604, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
Hi. This is Michael.
Hey, Michael.
Hi. just listening to the conversation there, and this weekend with the solar eclipse, some things happened there up at the cabin.
So do you have a pain or something that I can help you with?
I have trauma-based something, and I have problems trying to identify it. And because of this weekend, it brought me back to when I was a child.
Right. Well, I don't get into those things on the radio.
Right.
I really recommend look at the website and read these things I've got about relationships and physical imprints and your property. And I always check a person, too, before I work on them and tell them what shows as a priority. Now, I'm checking you even now, and the harmonization of relationships shows as the number one priority for you.
Mm-hmm.
So... and you probably know that already. People generally know that. I tell them, I say, yeah, that's it. Mm-hmm. So, maybe you can contact me off the show and we can do some work like that. But if you had just a physical pain right now, I'd be glad to delete the imprint.
Well, recently I had a fall, and it kind of relates to what's going on with the golf.
Are you in pain now?
I smashed up my shoulder and my ribs, and they punctured my heart and lungs, and had a I had a tube rammed into my heart, so I know what it feels like to have mother's heart burning.
Yeah,
pain. Okay.
I can access imprints of pain for you, and those frequencies are really all I can do. I'm getting callers with amazing amount of things going on. I only take and delete imprints of pain on the phone, and you tell me the result. And hopefully it's going to be something that's, that's simple, not many, many accidents.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, that I only do on that frequency on a personal basis.
Sure.
But I just did an imprint for pain for you.
Mm-hmm.
So if you were in pain, are you feeling better now?
Yeah, immediately.
It's that quick.
Yeah,
I hope you call me for this other stuff, because I know you're going through a lot. And people don't understand, even when I talk to them many times, this is beyond your belief what can be deleted before your birth, during your life, and through your life, so you don't have to live with, you know, going through this and through that and through this and through that. It's like, I've had enough, and I've been there. I know what it's like to have had enough. And that's how all this came into being. I had enough many times, and life took me on a road that, I'd take a thick, thick book to describe it. So you're feeling better, right?
Yes, thank you very much.
Yeah, well, I hope you contact me, and I'm glad I could help you with something here immediately.
Yeah. I'll pass it forward. Thank you.
Bye. Right.
Have a great day. Bye.
Thanks, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, Michael.
Okay, we have a 925 caller.
Me. Hi.
Who's next? 925,
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi, it's Ethereum Noises. How are you?
There you
Hi,
are. Hi.
Hi. I'm pretty sick right now.
Are you?
Yes, I fell and I broke my tibial plateau fracture. I'm on the radio, just a second.
So when you called just now, were you feeling pain from that?
Yes, it's been constant pain, and I can't take the pain medication.
Okay, all right. Tell me if your pain is better now.
It actually does feel better.
Yeah. See
wow,
this is so fast. This is so fast while you're talking, I'm working. I'm not just sitting here listening. I'm not just listening. I'm doing my work the first time I hear you speak. So
wow, I can actually lift my leg up and everything.
Look.
I couldn't even lift it up. I fell down earlier and I've been crying. Hurts so bad.
So
wow.
You might be careful. Give your body a chance to, heal. Tell people, okay, your pain's gone, but don't go out and lift 500 pounds. I know you're a bodybuilder. But, give it a few days, things like that. There you are.
Wow, it feels so much better.
Wow.
It's just the ligaments, too, that need to be thought about. It's just a little bruise, that's it. But not like before, if I lifted it, I was screaming in pain. That's why I'm so hoarse.
Wonderful. Yeah, so I hope you people call me for a lifetime of stuff.
I will. I'm gonna write your name down.
Broken hearts, or your workplace, or you just can't get it together, and nothing in your life works.
Everything. I need to move. I'm trying to move out of this apartment. Help me.
Well, I did a big thing. So if you want me to do more, you'll call.
No, this is
and
perfect. Thank you.
I will just contact me. We'll just see what shows up as the priority for you. Success in life is big for you.
That feels so much better. That's unbelievable. Thank you. What's your name?
John,
we're going to have to extend the show. We're going to have you as a regular guest, John, every week.
I came in late, so I didn't even really get what happened. That's amazing.
Yeah, we're in good
shape,
and if we need to, we can extend the show. We do have another caller.
Wow, thank you very, very much. Bye.
You're so welcome.
Bye.
You're so welcome.
603, hi, you're on the air.
Hello, it's Becky in the chat room.
Hi, Becky.
Hi. I've had rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia for a long time. Really bad pain in my right foot and hips, shoulders, neck, you name it.
Okay, how about, do you have pain in your right foot right now?
Very bad, yes.
Oh, it's very bad. Okay. Was that an injury or something? I'm not a psychic. I'm doing real testing here.
No, it's arthritis.
But they diagnosed you as that. Okay. See, I don't diagnose anything. Don't need to. See how the pain is now. See if the pain's gone.
It's a lot better, yes.
Yeah. So you your system is dealing with a lot of stuff, and I hope I sound redundant, but contact me for a lifetime deletion. Right now, I'm just dealing with basically one pain. My testing said to focus on the frequencies in the foot, and is that pain all gone?
It actually is now.
Yeah. Okay. Wonderful. Yeah. And I tell people over and over, please. I don't call myself a healer. If you want to, okay, fine. I'm not a psychic. I don't do hoodoo. I don't do voodoo. I'm sitting here using the laws of physics and beyond and muscle testing you and deleting that whole imprint out of your voice, your being, before your birth, so that, you know, the objective is so you have real results and that your results last.
We were in a car accident in March, so some of it may have been triggered from that, too.
Yeah, well, that may, well, but that's, it's gone now, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Hey, can I give my website out?
Absolutely.
It's www.beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. That's J-O-H-N, John. And so it's beyondhealingjohnlucas.com. And the email is lucasadams, L-U-C-A-S, L-U-C-A-D-A-M-S at hotmail.com. And I can give my phone number again if it's okay.
Sure.
325-829-3984. 325-829-3984. Isn't it great? I love my work. It's just, you know, somebody's living with a pain for 50 years and in seconds it's gone.
And you can really hear it in their voices how they changed. I mean, the pain was like immediately relieved and you could really hear their voice changing.
Yeah, and you know, I tell people, I have to tell them again and again because it's hard to believe this, but everything's got a frequency, whether you've got candida, you know, inflaming candida every month or so, or virus frequencies, or you might have migraine imprints, you name it. I just say, you name it. And I access the imprints and just poof, like the chalkboard, just let's just wipe it away. Let's even whitewash the chalkboard, you know, so there's not a trace left of any frequency at all.
Right, right.
That's amazing. Does anybody know what the code is from the UK?
Yeah, you know what? This started with me, and I don't know what to call it. So all I can say is, you know, it's Beyond Healing John Lucas. I can't think of a name for it. I have tried. I can't find anything in my testing. And so I just have to go with it being, you know, what it is. And that's really all I can say. I can't find a label for it.
Wow. Do we have another caller?
No, that's all the callers thus far. So,
Are we going to have Sinistry? Are you going to call in Sinistry?
Well, that'd be nice if she called in, yeah. He just makes short work of the caller.
We have
one. Not on one. Oh, we do? Okay.
Gary, you've got back pain.
We have a 403 caller. 403, you're on the air.
Yes, how are
Hello?
You today?
Hey,
Hello?
Good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Hello.
How are you?
I am perfect, and so are you.
Oh, well, thank you.
What can I do for you?
Did you have a call for John? A question
yes,
for
I do.
John? Okay.
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, how are you? I have three full thickness tears to my shoulders. I have two full thickness tears to my right shoulder, and I have one thickness tear to my left shoulder.
Okay, so you're in pain up there right now?
Very much pain, yes.
Very much pain. Okay,
yes,
that's a lot of pain.
Extreme pain. Yeah. I wake up with it. I can't sleep.
See if it's gone. See if it's gone for us. See if your pain's gone.
No, I still feel it.
Is it still the same?
Still the same.
So, and some things, you know, if there's real damage, and people might, you know, two or three days later, they call and say, "Oh, the pain's all gone." I just delete the imprints, and you show to have no imprints in that injury frequency, and I can't find anything else. Let's see. See if the pain's gone or going.
No, it's still about the same amount.
Yeah, well, you had a deep injury. So, you know, you might just see how it does and stay in touch. I've had people call me minutes later or days later and say, wow, it's all gone. So,
oh, fantastic. Well, I appreciate this, and namaste, and I pray for everyone that is in pain. I know how hard it can be.
Yeah. So is your pain still the same, or is it gone better?
No, it's still the same.
Okay, well, you know, you might contact me later then. So, actually, we're batting like 99% here, basically.
Yeah. Because
if you've got deep damage and your body has to do healing, my expectation is it will do it really much faster than it would have. And, you know, the pain will be gone, basically.
This is amazing. We do have another caller, a 989 caller.
I can't find any pain in him. I can't. Frequency's gone.
989, you're on the air.
Oh, hello.
Hello.
Okay. I'm dealing with an issue here that is a little bit different. Can you do anything about panic attacks?
You'll have to contact me when we're not on the radio show, because that's usually a lifetime deletion thing. There's a lot involved, yet that doesn't mean a lot, except it takes us a little more time, and you want to cover all the bases that lead up to that. And things that lead up to that are toxic livers, toxic hepatic flexure in the colon, stressed adrenal, stressed thyroid energy, just a myriad of things that we want to leave all of those imprints for you.
Okay, can do. Thank you.
Okay.
Yes, thank you for calling.
Someone in the chat room is asking if you can take away the pain from the whales and the dolphins in the Gulf.
I really don't want to go there. I don't know
right.
The political things. Like, yeah, I just want to stick with people here.
Right.
Like, I can do things
no,
you
it's
can't
just
imagine,
in the chat room
but I don't
that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I probably can't.
And they wouldn't be able
can't.
To tell us, would they? They wouldn't be able to say the
I can add a little something here when it comes to the whales and the dolphins and the pain that we perceive them to be in. And that is, they have agreed to this too. And this is of a higher purpose, of a higher nature for all of us, for humanity itself. They agreed to be in what we perceive to be pain. To go through what we're all going through, and to be a part of this wake up call. So, just keep seeing the blessing in it, and not the pain.
Yeah,
the dolphins and the whales are fine. They've agreed to something to be a part of this as well. So,
yeah, they check fine anyway when I'm testing them. You know,
yeah.
The fellow who was on the air with the shoulder thing, and he said he had the rips and tears and whatever. Do you guys have him on another line holding?
No, he dropped off.
I'd love to hear from him before we're through to see, because I can find no imprint. So that's why it'd be great if we could know if it has, you know, gone before we're through here.
Now, unfortunately, he hung up, so I don't know.
But maybe Sinistry can type in the chat room how he is. Sinistry is his wife.
Oh, all right.
Oh, okay.
So
well, maybe she could even
so
call in.
Can, yeah, maybe.
Sure. Wonderful.
Oh, Sinistry said he's listening still. Can you tell us how he's going on, please, Sinistry? We're dying to hear. Because John says he can see no imprint of the pain still in his body. It's dreadful being in pain, because I was in pain for... quite a few
oh, we have
years.
604 caller. 604, you're on the air.
Good.
Hi, I don't know if you were meaning me. I had the shoulder pain with the fall.
Yeah.
No,
we were.
The other individual with the deep torn muscles in his shoulder.
Yeah. Yeah. And part of that was my knee and my ankle also. Right.
Okay.
Was this you?
Yeah.
No, it was a. I think it was actually Sinistry's husband. You're Mike. Michael,
oh,
right?
I'm Michael?
Yeah.
Oh, we got a different Michael. Okay, different Michael. Too many Michaels. All righty.
Okay. Well, thanks for calling back.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Right, so Mr. says he still feels the pain, but maybe it might go in a little while. Maybe some people take longer for the imprint to go.
What do you think, John? The imprint's gone. I won't make
it's
a claim.
It's phantom pain. That's what it is. Phantom pain.
Well, I don't get that either. I get that the frequency is totally gone. So I can't find it anywhere. So all I can do is watch and see on this.
Great. Well, we have 918 calling in. 918, you are on the air.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call. This is Sharon. I have a neck shoulder pain. It's right where the neck and the shoulder comes together, right above the collarbone.
Right. Did you have an accident?
Yes, I've had many accidents involving that.
See how it feels now.
That feels a lot better. What did you do?
Yeah, how about that? What did I do? Well, we just hit the delete key for you.
Oh, well, great. I mean, there's some residual swelling still. Do you think that will go away?
Yeah. Well, I can't tell you a medical so-called diagnosis or anything like that. I just deleted the frequency. And my expectation is that your symptoms will all go away. That's my expectation. That's all I can say. And when I say I hit the delete key, I'm not using a computer and I'm not using anything electronic. I'm sitting here doing this. So that's just like a form of speech. I hit the delete key, erase the imprint. Is your pain gone?
Not totally, but it's a lot less than what it was.
Yeah, it's still getting better, isn't it? Okay.
Yeah,
we'll just give it a little time and...
Is this something that you...
No. You're going to ask me if I'm going to teach it, right?
Well, yes.
Yeah,
because
right.
Because
I'd
like to learn how to do it.
I don't... Right. I don't teach it. I can't teach it. You can't... It's just like a cheetah in Africa, you know. A cheetah can run 90 miles an hour because it's a cheetah. And you do what you do sometimes because that's what you're supposed to do. And nobody else can do it. And... Yeah, you know, all I know is I never expected to be doing this, and it's all I do on people around the world.
It's a gift.
You could say that.
Yeah, definitely.
We're all giving gifts.
And
I
can think of about 10 people that I'm going to give his number and his website to.
Well,
yeah,
thank you so much.
People, you know, you're welcome. Yeah, and I hope the rest of your symptoms go away. But people keep looking for cures, and I can't tell them what to do and not to do about that. I've been the road myself looking for cures that didn't exist for migraines and bursitis and prostate pain and low blood sugar and then high blood sugar. I don't have any of that nonsense anymore. Those imprints are gone from me. They do not exist anymore.
Thank you.
So could you get rid of my low blood sugar right now?
Okay, you want me to make a medical
claim.
I never make a medical claim.
No.
And things, and when people call me with things like that, I like to do a lifetime deletion when that shows up.
Right.
And that does show up, as a priority for you, as a lifetime physical negativity deletion. And it covers a lot of bases. And this blood sugar symptoms that, the whole world, especially the country I'm in, has, their bodies have been just messed up by their diet and drugs and needles in their arms and, all the things that's been done to them and they've done to themselves and been told that they should eat and the sugar and the, NutraSweet, the aspartame stuff and this fructose corn syrup and just so many things that people are doing that I delete all those imprints when I do a lifetime deletion. I cover all the bases. So
I think I'll be phoning you for one of those.
and that makes the difference.
Mm. Wow. So,
well,
if we
it.
Don't...
That's all for the callers. We have no more callers, so I want to thank you, John.
Oh. Yeah, thank you. And we'll definitely have you back on the show if you'd like to come back on the show. And I'm quite sure that next time you're on the show, everybody will be phoning in.
There'll be a few more callers.
Yeah, we don't normally take callers, you see, on our show.
Okay, they're not used to it, yeah.
So it's different. So people are not used to phoning in, so that's why they're a bit short on the ground tonight. But I'm sure that when you come back again, there'll be loads ringing in.
Yeah, you've had good callers and some with some complicated things, so I hope they get in touch with me. But, you know, and they respond, of course, really, basically, generally, very quickly. So I'm happy for them. And, yeah, are we almost done? I don't know.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, John.
that you requested, and we'll go ahead and play that.
That's good.
And I want to thank you again, John, for being our guest on here today. And thank you for all the help that you've done. Thank you for sharing your gift with us. We're all given gifts, and the idea is to take the gift and use the gift to make life a little bit easier for somebody else while we're here. When we're doing that, we're doing the job. Yeah.
Yeah. Doing the work of the
master. Thank you so much.
If you help one person. Thank you very much, John. That was brilliant. And I hope you'll come back again on the show.
I'd love to. Great show.
Oh, thank you.
And
okay,
we have your
song
coming up.
Yeah, he did.
Go ahead, Marika.
Here we go.
Take it away, Maestro Marika.
And now the end is near, and so I face the final curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear, I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full, I traveled each and every highway and more, much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets I've had a few, but then again too few to mention. I did what I had to do, saw it through without exemption. I planned each charted course, each careful step, along the byway. Much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times, I'm sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was my fill, my share of losing, and now as tears subside, I find it all so amusing to think I did all that, and may I say, not in a shy way. Oh no, I did it my way. For what is a man? What has he got if not himself? Yes, it was my way.
You gotta love old Blue Eyes.
Absolutely.
And John did it his way. Are we going to have a short meditation? Are you going to do the mantra, Marika?
Well,
have we time for the mantra and the short meditation?
No.
No?
We have 12 minutes. Yeah, no.
In a nutshell, no.
It is in a nutshell, no, yeah.
I'm a nutshell and so are you.
Yes, exactly. And I think it was really, really beautiful experience that John shared his gift with everybody in the chat room. So we can meditate next week again. We do it every week, so I think it's not a problem.
Yes, I'm just amazed.
Yes, me too.
Amazing.
I am in total silence of this, to be honest, because it's really amazing what we did. And I'm very, very happy for the people who called in that they released from their pain. So,
yes.
Yeah.
Thank you, John.
And
thank you, John.
And we'll definitely have him back on the show, won't we? In fact, we could do it him regularly every week. If he wants a regular slot on our show, he's welcome. Hey,
John, it hurts when I do this. Don't do that.
And next week sorry about next week's guest. It's Brother Sean Bradley. And have you heard of the Teyu community? It's the Monastery Without Walls. And he's going to come on and tell us all about that. And he's an absolutely beautiful healer. So don't miss him next week, Sean Bradley. They call him the Barefoot Angel Man.
That's
amazing. So, what were you saying, Gary? Were you going to tell us a bit more about the Gulf, did you say?
A bit more about the Gulf, yes. Mm. What struck me about the Gulf and about having the conversations with the people, it was the dichotomy of it all. Here it is, the Gulf, the oil has disrupted or irreparably changed their way of life, the way of life that they have known for generations. You know, their fathers were fishermen, and the fathers before them were fishermen, you know, catching shrimp and fish and so forth. And now that's gone, that's being changed, you know, and at the same time, they were defending the oil, because oil has brought a lot of money to the economy in this region, and and oil and this country has part of the country have gone hand in hand for 70 years. You know, so you see the dichotomy, and you can see how they quickly, automatically start defending oil. You know, the we need oil kind of a thing. And if you, when you listen to the recorded conversation that's on the YouTube link, you'll get a feel of what was going on. But they seem to think that they are, you know, that we do need the oil. You know, that there's no other alternative in making plastics or energy or anything. And yet at the same time, the very thing that they're defending is the very thing that has disrupted their way of life. So I found that to be remarkable, kind of amazing, really.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And, we'll be making subsequent trips. We'll be making more trips down there and actually to the Gulf itself coming up shortly, kind of soon. But that was our initial trip, our first trip down there. Very interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, I wish I could have gone with you, Gary. That would be amazing going down there.
Yeah, like Brooke said, the Earl, not oil. They call it Earl down there.
Black Panther Hawk in the chat room is saying, I didn't ask, but feel no more pain where it was hurting in the neck, and it may have been just believing. But it's nothing to do with believing, because there are people who phone in that don't believe they're going to be healed, but he just deletes the imprint of the pain, and the pain is gone. So I don't think it's anything to do with believing. It's not like faith healing, is it?
No, it's got to do with frequencies, what you say, and that's what we all are, frequency.
Yeah, we are all vibrations.
Yeah.
Never underestimate that power of belief, though, either. You know, if you believe it'll happen, it'll happen. So maybe it was...
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Part of that as well, so, yeah.
But it doesn't depend on that.
Right.
It's not dependent on you believing that you're going to... have the pain taken away.
Not necessarily in John's modality, right, right.
Mm. So I'm just interested to hear how Sinistry's husband is going on, Michael. I mean, you might wake up tomorrow morning pain-free. You don't know, do you?
So, yeah, keep us posted on your husband's Sinistry and let us know how he's doing.
Yeah. So are we going to have another song?
I think we've got a little song.
We've also one uploaded, haven't we?
I think Marika ought to sing one.
Well, I think I'm going to play one.
Direct from her closet in the Netherlands.
I've actually heard her singing on the karaoke, and she's good.
Oh, thank you. But I'd like to we play a nice soothing song then for everybody to relax and enjoy it. Here we go.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Ever so long, ever so long. Into your eyes.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. And I would like to play out with a lovely other song called Is This Love? And I love you all very, very much. And it was an honor to meet you again today and to meet each other next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you,
Marika. Bye, Marika.
Bye, Marika. Bye, Jen. Bye-bye. Thank you all.
Yeah, thank you for the beautiful co-creation. Energies were amazing tonight. Thank you, or today. Thank you.
Absolutely.
Bye.
I love each and every one of you.